This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just days away from the biggest event on the Illinois Hunters calendar, and that's the Firearm Deer Season Opener. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, things are looking bright as we head into this first half or first segment of the firearm deer season, and I think we're going to see some pretty good hunting. In fact, hunters are hoping this year's firearm deer hunt proves better than last year. Illinois deer hunters began the 2015 firearm deer season with relatively mild temperatures and moderate breezes. However, Friday was considerably different than Saturday, which found hunters dealing with powerful winds and exceptionally cold conditions. The final day of the 2015 three-day first segment hunt brought slightly moderating temperatures and somewhat diminished winds. Now, weather conditions were much more improved during the second segment of the hunt, and this portion of the 2015 hunt began on December 3rd and continued through December 6th. Nearly ideal conditions could be found throughout this four-day segment. Now, according to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologists, hunters in Illinois harvested a three-day preliminary total of 57,968 deer during the opening weekend of the 2015 Illinois firearm deer season. And unlike some years, wildlife experts felt the timing of that year's hunt fell directly during the rutting efforts of the deer. However, other issues came into play. Though large numbers of hunters took to the field for the season opener, the unfavorable conditions on last year's day two likely impacted the hunters more than the deer. Still, the preliminary total for the first 3 days of the 2015 firearm deer season was up slightly more than 10% from the previous year. However, there's more to this story, particularly since we're basing the harvest on previous year's totals, the season's totals. Interestingly, the harvest total for the first 3 days of the 2014 season was 51,830. That was down 10% from the previous year. Making matters even worse, the 2013 first-year season total of 55,708 was down more than 20% from the first weekend harvest of 72,111 deer in 2012. The 2015 statewide second season harvest totaled 28,803, and this brought the total harvest to 86,771 for the entire seven-day firearm hunt. Now, according to biologists, most of Illinois counties have either reached their population goal or are close to achieving it. In these counties, the IDNR is at a point where they're changing over from a reduction phase to maintaining populations near the goal level. Weather is critical now, particularly during this first three-day weekend. And this was most notable last year with the reduced harvest overall. Traditionally, the largest number of deer are taken during the first segment of the firearm deer hunt, and fewer hunters generally participate during the December season. According to experts, good weather, cool like we've seen the past few days, will likely lead to superb hunting success. However, rain and extreme winds, like those experienced this past week, could have an adverse effect on the hunt. As in the past, Illinois firearm deer hunters will have a split season. The first segment of the annual hunt is November 18th through the 20th, and hunters return to the woods for the second segment, December 1st through the 4th. Bag limits are one deer per permit, and many hunters have exercised their option to purchase one or more additional permits. Now, recent harvest reports from the archery deer season, which has been open since October 1st, is a good indicator of how hunters are looking forward to this firearm deer opener. And as of a week ago, the archery deer harvest was nearly the same as the previous year's totals. If weather conditions are favorable, experts feel the firearm deer harvest should be comparable or slightly even better than the 2015 hunt. Records show the total harvest for the seasons has experienced a decline for almost all of the past 7 years, and the firearm deer season harvest record of 123,792 deer was set in 2005. So we're hoping for a better season, maybe not as good as 2005, but certainly better than last year. We do have a bit of news for those folks headed up towards Lake Shelbyville for their deer hunting activities. In fact, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will hold their annual 27th Lake Shelbyville deer hunt for people with disabilities during the first firearm deer season, which again is this coming weekend, November 18th through the 20th. The hunt will be conducted in portions of the recreation areas at Lake Shelbyville that are closed for the season. As a safety precaution, Lone Point, Lithia Springs Campgrounds, and all of the Sullivan Beach, the Wilburn Creek, the Coon Creek, and the Opossum Creek recreation areas will be closed to all automobile and pedestrian traffic from 2 p.m. on November 17th until 7 p.m. on November 20th. This temporary closing includes boat ramps within the Wilburn Creek, Coon Creek, and Opossum Creek recreation areas, and boat ramps remaining open to serve lake users during this time period are the Dam West, the Lone Point, the Lake Lithia Springs, Whitley Creek, Wolf Creek, and Eagle Creek State Parks. All primitive ramps will remain open as well. Now, the trails at Camp Camfield and General Dacey Mountain Bike Extension will be closed during the following firearm season dates, which are November 18th through the 20th, December 1st through the 4th, and again during the muzzleloader season, the December 9th through the 11th. All hunters who possess proper Lake Shelbyville Project deer permits will be allowed into these areas. Now, for more information, you can contact the Lake Shelbyville office at 217-774-3951. Ask for Brian Blakely. Okay, and also if you're a duck hunter, it does appear that the waterfowlers utilizing the local Mississippi River fish and wildlife areas enjoyed only limited success during their first 10 days of their season, as most area hunters enjoyed less hunting success than last year. During the first 10 days, hunters at the Batchtown area harvested 814 ducks. Last year, hunters harvested 853 ducks. At Calhoun Point, they bagged 500 ducks during the first 10 days. Calhoun hunters during the same period last year bagged 653. The duck harvest at the Glades totaled 320 ducks, and last year's total ducks during this period was 662. Slightly less success was enjoyed by hunters at Godar as well. Here, hunters bagged 606 ducks. And last year, they bagged 646 ducks during the first 10 days. And the harvest at Stump Lake was 489 ducks. This is well below the average for these areas. The Stump Lake total last year was 673 ducks. So MRA totals for check station areas totaled 2,737. And as we mentioned, this is well below the average for these areas. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.